Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
4th of July celebrations on Boston's Esplanade have changed since the marathon bombings of 2013. Tighter security cordons are now the norm, along with a heightened police presence and video surveillance. WBR Simone Rios reports now on this year's security plans for the Hatch Shell festivities, just announced today.
Flanked by state police at a news conference on the Esplanade, Governor Charlie Baker reassured those who plan to attend Independence Day celebrations.
It's very important that everybody have a good time, but it's also important that we do what we need to do to make sure that this is a safe and secure event. And I believe the plans that have been developed by all of the folks involved on that, both on the state side and the city side, will be able to pull that off.
Baker's one request of the public: obey the rules. That includes prohibitions on backpacks, fireworks, glass containers, and open flames. And new this year, no one will be allowed to enter with an unmanned aerial vehicle. No drones. Mass State Police Colonel Timothy Albin says the Federal Aviation Administration takes seriously the ban on drones.
There's a lot of things going on in this area. There's obviously law enforcement aviation coverage here. We don't want that interfering with anything. We don't want any danger posed to people from those drones coming down on the tops of folks here. And I think it's just a general privacy concern that most folks have.
Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart will celebrate 20 years with the orchestra at this year's 4th of July celebrations. Festivities begin July 3rd with an 8:30 p.m. concert. The big concert is the following night, July 4th, with fireworks lighting off at 10:30. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.